Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Jubal Show on demand. First date follow-up.
Alex is on the phone today for a first date follow-up.
Hey, how's it going, y'all?
Apparently, you were ghosted by somebody named Christy, right? How long has it been since your date?
It's only been about a week.
About a week, okay. And how many times have you reached out to her in that week?
I texted her three times. Once the day after, saying I had fun, you know, usual.
Mm-hmm.
And then the day after that, I asked her how her day was going. And then this weekend, I asked if she had any plans, but all three messages ignored. So
I think that's so rude to ignore someone when they ask you like how their day's going.
Yeah, it's hard though. Like when you don't want to talk to somebody and like you feel bad, you don't, you know, feel bad ghosting, you feel bad responding.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't want to respond.
And it's a lose-lose situation.
It really is. And if it's somebody that you don't want to talk to, they keep texting you and they're like, hey, good morning. Hope you're smiling today, sunshine. Hey, how's your day going? And you're always like, it was good until you texted. Now I feel bad about myself because I don't want to respond to you. And I know that you're so hopeful. So what did you do then? What do you think she's just ghosting you like that?
I don't know. I mean, it's kind of driving me crazy, to be honest. Like I keep thinking about it. I didn't talk with food in my mouth. I didn't like spill my drink all over the table. I didn't get drunk, you know, so it was nothing embarrassing and everything was just, you know, normal, chill. And then she just stopped responding.
Weird.
Okay. Well, how often were you guys talking before you guys met?
We met on Tinder and we chatted for like a couple days there. And then we only switched to texting, like to make our plans.
Mm-hmm.
And she picked the place we went to, which you know, whatever, I'm fine with that. But I can see she's still active on Tinder. So it's not like she's dead.
Let's celebrate that. She's alive.
That's good. That means there's a chance for another date, unless you're a weirdo and I don't support that. So,
well, what about her? You said you didn't do anything to embarrass yourself. Did she do something to embarrass herself in front of you? And maybe that's why she just kind of like bounced from the situation.
I mean, the only thing she did to embarrass herself is not texting me back. I mean, no.
That's the best response ever.
Kidding. I think the only thing I can remotely remember, at one point she seemed to be looking around a lot, like she was looking for somebody. I asked her if she saw someone she knew, and she said, oh, it's nothing. But I didn't think anything of it until literally, like, right now.
Oh, okay. So you just thought of that. That's really the only thing you can think of?
Yeah. I said I had fun, and, you know, I told her that, let me know if she made it home okay that night, and, you know, we'd have to do it again. She said, for sure, we'll definitely do this again. But, you know, never texted, as you know by now.
All right.
When you guys were departing from your date, did you guys make any plans again? Like, for sure. Like, how was her vibe during it?
I mean, she seemed great. She seemed good. Like, we both had a good time. Mm-hmm. I didn't, you know, I've been on dates before where you know it's done at the end of it. But this it felt great.
Okay. All right. So you really don't know why she's ghosting you. I mean, you have a couple of theories, but really, basically, you don't know anything at all. About the date, I mean, not trying to talk about you as a person. You don't know.
No, I mean, maybe she felt there was no chemistry, and you know, that's fine. I just want to know, you know?
Right. Yeah,
sure. And I feel like I need to know, because I felt there was chemistry, and if there wasn't, then, you know, is my game off? That's a whole other issue. I don't want to deal with it.
Right.
Right.
You know what? Honestly, though, when you're dating, and you get ghosted, it is nice to actually know.
Yeah.
Because then you go, all right, well, I don't want to do that again if I did something that was annoying. Or if it's something that you just like about yourself and they don't like it, then you're like, okay, well, screw you.
Yeah.
Right? Well, we'll try to figure out for you. We'll play a song, come back, and then call her and find out if Christy is dead, alive, or just not interested. That's a fun game. Dead, alive, or just not interested. All right, we'll do it next. In the middle of your first date follow-up, if you're just joining us, we're playing the new game, Dead, Alive, or Just Not Interested. It's the Jubal Show, and our contestant today on Dead, or Alive, or Just Not Interested is Alex, who went on a date with a woman named Christy. He doesn't know what happened. They met on Tinder. He thought everything was going great on the date. They even shared a little bit of a kiss and said they'd see each other again, except he's texted her three times, been about a week. And he has heard nothing. The only suspicious thing that he can think of is that while they were at the restaurant, she was kind of looking around the place weird. And he doesn't even really know why. Before we call her, Alex, during that song, is there anything else you can think of that might be a reason she's not calling you back?
I don't think so. I'm going to be really embarrassed if there's something I forgot.
It's usually something, though.
Yeah, there's always a weird reason.
Let's do this. Okay, I'm going to call her right now. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Christy, please?
This is Christy.
Hey, Christy, how are you? My name is Jubal Fresh.
My name is Alex.
My name is English Evan.
And I'm Christian Gray Snow.
And this is a radio show called The Jubal Show.
Why the hell are you all calling me? What the hell is this?
We're calling you. You sound worked up. We're calling you because we got an email about you from someone who listens to our show. It's a radio show. It's called The Jubal Show. My name is Jubal.
And my name is Alex.
And my name is English Evan.
And I'm Christian Gray Snow.
Oh my God, can you guys like stop just repeating yourselves over and over? Okay, so let me get this straight. So this is a radio show calling me because someone emailed you about me?
Yes, we do a segment on our show called The First Date Follow-Up. It's where if you go out on a date with someone and then end up not calling them back, that person will email us to get you on the phone and ask what happened. And you recently went on a date with a guy named Alex.
What the f***?
Yeah, and Alex emailed us because he said he really enjoyed going out with you, but it's been a week and he's reached out to you three times and you've just ignored him and he doesn't know why and he wants to know why. That's why we're calling again. This is The Jubal Show. My name is Jubal.
And my name is Alex.
And my name is English Evan.
And I'm Christian Grayson.
Yeah, I get it. Okay, so, all right. So, I mean, yeah, the date was nice.
So what's the problem?
Listen, I'm not ready to be dating yet. I don't think I'm fully ready to be talking about this.
Oh.
To us or?
I mean, look, my ex and I just broke up 3 months or so ago, and I'm just trying to get back out there, and I don't know that I'm going about it in the right way.
Hmm.
Oh.
All right.
What do you mean going about it in the right way? If you don't mind us asking. I mean, he really wants to know. He liked you a lot, so.
No, I just, you know, I just,
this is a safe space.
Okay. I was talking to Alex on Tinder, you know, and distractions after the breakup had happened. And he asked if I wanted to go out that weekend and I was like, well, okay, let's just do it. Mm-hmm. But the thing is that, this is probably me and I didn't tell him, but when he asked me to pick a place, I picked the restaurant my ex is the GM of.
What?
Oh, no.
Christy.
Why would you want to do that?
That's kind of creeper status.
You want your ex to see you on a date? Is that why?
I wanted him to see me. It sounds bad when you say it like that.
I mean, there's no other way to say it.
It sounds bad because it is bad, honey.
Yeah. Trying to make him jealous?
I mean, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so you were using your date to make your ex jealous.
So you didn't even like your date?
No, he was sweet. I shouldn't even have gone on the date because I'm not ready. But
Well, it sounds like you're still on Tinder.
Well, distractions. I just need, you know, I'm not ready to like do something for real. I don't know.
So you're saying that the dude you went on a date with, Alex, who we talked to, the guy that emailed us and wanted to know why you're not calling him back. You're not calling him back because you went you went to the restaurant that your ex is the GM of so you can make your ex-boyfriend jealous. and Alex was basically just a distraction for you.
Yeah.
You have to be kidding me.
What? Who is that? Is he on the phone?
Yes, he is. Yeah. Wow, you're quick. That's Alex. He's actually on the phone listening and wants to talk to you, so...
Yeah, hey, Christy. Yeah, some corrupt right there. You only went out with me hoping that your ex would see us?
I'm so sorry. I could have handled this better. I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
sorry,
yeah,
Alex.
You could have handled it. You handle it better by, like, not agreeing to go out in the first place. Like, what the...
Oh, God. Alex, I don't...
Did your ex actually see you?
I don't think he was even there that night. I didn't.
Oh, man, so you did this whole thing for nothing.
Well, not exactly for nothing.
What do you mean by that?
Yeah, what do you mean?
So, I mean, I don't even want to tell you this, but afterwards I texted my ex a picture of us on the date.
You did?
So, what the f***?
That is strange. Did he respond?
I mean, yes.
Was he jealous?
Yeah, he just said next time we go in for a date, he'll give us a discount.
That didn't work like you thought.
Ouch. So he doesn't care.
Well, this is a great time to ask then. Would you like to go on another date with Alex? We'll pay for it. And you can go back there and get it discounted. What do you think?
No. Here, say no. I'm gonna say, you know, you can go back by yourself if you want to have a date by yourself, and you can sit there and like the stalker you are. Great.
Oh my God, you don't even know me, Alex.
I don't want to. If you use me and do creeper shit like that, no thanks, Christy. I have a colonoscopy scheduled for next week, and that sounds like way more fun than hanging out with you.
The Jubal Show on demand.
Every family has an origin story. One passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Mother's Day is right around the corner, and in true She Pivots fashion, we're highlighting moms who've dedicated their lives and their pivots to supporting mothers. The iconic Christy Turlington will join us to talk about launching Every Mother Counts after pivoting from her 90s supermodel days. And later, the co-CEOs of Baby to Baby will share how they're addressing the needs for millions of babies and moms. So tune in and subscribe to She Pivots. New episodes out every Wednesday. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.